in battle. And when it came to business, they was cheats. Amen. They used unjust scales. They would put weights on so that they could get maximum profit. Amen. Needless to say, again, they weren't in good standing with God. Amen. The Lord's eye is not blind to the ill treatment of people. And can I let you know something else this morning? Judgment day is coming for Israel, and Amos was the voice of doom. Amen. In Amos 4:2, he says, the Lord has sworn by his own holiness that behold, the days are coming upon you when they shall take you away with hooks, even the last of you with fish hooks. Amos declared that God was going to send a nation against Israel that would not only defeat them, but would lead them. They would lead them out like a fish that's strung up on a stringer, amen, with a hook through their nose. Amen. You've seen prisoners that have been enslaved and they marched them in chains, but these would march with hooks in their noses. Amen. As they are being humiliated because of their capture. Amen. And this we know came to pass as the northern tribe was defeated by the Assyrians and scattered throughout the known world and is known today as the 10 lost tribes of Israel. To avert such a tragedy, all God required of his people is they would just return to him. Amen. Is that asking too much? Is that too much for God to ask? Is that we would return to him? God cannot bless those who use violence to gain possession and power. All three oracles are addressed to people who put a high value on possessions and wealth and pleasure and their own personal security. These are upper income earners of society, like the 1%ers that we have in our day. They have many of the material things that common people yearn to have. They already got it, but yet they want more. How much is enough when you have everything? Look, although wealth and pleasure and possessions are not forbidden, and security from danger gives us a good feeling, Amos's audience obtains these worldly advantages in an immoral way. God don't mind us having stuff. God don't mind us being rich. But what he does not want is that we get it through immoral gain, that we mistreat, step on, step over, and leave behind folk who are standing there saying, I need help. We need to get to a point in 2019 where we reach out, where we reach down, and where we reach back. Reach down to lift somebody up. Reach out to give somebody who does not have. And reach back to bring somebody forward who needs to come along and experience some of the things that God has so blessed us with to have.